You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hello and welcome to TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Lab. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Keep them coming. You can send them in to tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We'll read them live on the air. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here every Tuesday. We have some amazing emails this week. Let me start out by introducing our guest, Sarah Armour. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be here.
Sarah's a fantastic comic, so funny. I'm really excited to have her here. You can go follow her on Twitter at Sarah Armour. That's S-A-R-A-A-R-M-O-U-R. That's at Sarah Armour. You can go to her website, www.sararmour.com, and check out all her great stuff. You're going to see her on TV soon. You know, when you nod your head, they can't hear that.
I know, but I feel like energetically I'm sending some pulse out.
Yeah, you are sending good vibes. Yeah. I like it. So go check her out, support her. She's going to be here for our episode today. I'm really excited to have you here.
I'm really excited to be here.
We have some amazing.
I love bros.
You love the bros.
I love bros. Awesome. I have a bro who's my brother, and also he was a Princeton lacrosse player. So I feel like.
So you know the
I
deal.
I know bros.
And also, we got a lot of lady emails too, so you'll be able to help us out. So we got the.
I'm ready.
You're ready to go. You guys, go check out Sarah on Twitter at Sarah Armour. Also, you can check me out. I have a new website, jtraincomedy.com. That's jtraincomedy.com. And I got t-shirts, videos, all the stuff that is JTrain related. Go check it out. Let's get to the first email, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Are you ready?
I'm so fucking ready.
Let's fucking do it.
Lay it on us.
This one is called... I like this one because we're going to get started. We have some amazing emails. A lot of guys are asking me to rate their girlfriends.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why, like, how that's fun. They're hot, okay?
Just
like,
give
I don't
them
know.
All 10.
I don't know how to do it, how to, like, what else to say about your high school girlfriend. You know, like, it, they're, yeah, they're fine.
Just
in the way that doesn't get me arrested. So, let's read this one. Cockblocked by a whole sorority.
Yeesh.
Have you ever cockblocked a guy?
I've been cock blocking since day one.
Day one. Yeah, a lifetime blocker.
I'm a lifetime cock blocker. I've always been like the guy, like the friend of the guys, you know?
Okay.
But see, here's the thing. Whenever there's a girl that's a friend of the guys, she actually is just like trying to fuck. All the guys are trying to.
She's trying to work her way into something.
Yeah, like it's like when you're not as pretty, you have to be like the cool girl.
You gotta
so, like,
be chill.
Yeah, like I was always friends with really pretty girls and I was like the cool girl. And so I would just work my way
but in. You're pretty, like, but you're like saying, like,
you know,
in the.
It's been a long transformation, Jared. Okay. I've certainly had my fair
this
share.
Is the butterfly stage.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, sort of. I still have Invisalign and a couple nubs in my teeth. But I mean, I had dental work for 7 years. I've had an underbite my whole life.
Okay.
I've been so fat and fucked entire lacrosse teams. So it's, you know,
so you know the deal
I
with
get
these
it.
Bros. You know,
I get it.
You've been the one under the sheets.
Yeah, I've been like.
But like,
available.
What, so when you're cock blocking as the lady, you're trying to set yourself up. Right? Is that what it is?
I mean, the whole thing for me about cock blocking has been a strategy game. So it's like, if I'm going to eventually get what I want, certain things need to either happen or not happen, right?
Mm.
And so if like a friend of mine hooks up with someone who I plan on hooking up with in the future, then it kind of messes things up for me, you know? Like it breaks girl code if you hook up with somebody else's guy, right? So you have to be the one that gets in there first. But I'm working a long game here. So
yeah, you have a long play.
Right. Like I'm not here for the quick fuck. I'm here for like the, you know, let's get married when we're 40 if we don't find someone conversations.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
In 10 years, let's make an agreement that we're the ones we fall back on.
I have like 5 of those.
So you want like, as a cock blocker, the idea is that this guy who maybe, would you say out of your league or like you're aspiring to be with, you're saying on the long line of swing and misses.
Right.
He knows he can get a hit right here.
Right, like, and I also want to be more than just a hit. Like, I want to be a hit, like, and I already met your mom because we're such good friends. And, like, I don't want you to see, you know, you know, Kelly's boobs, because like they're just big. Like I've been in the locker room with Kelly, and yeah. she looks amazing, and like I can't compete with that. So it's a lot of my own.
You want to tie him up so much that you're like, yeah. listen, this is making your dick happy and your mom,
right? Like, which I is a tough thing to do. I'm full package. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like I always say, like I'm probably like a 7.
Yeah,
but because I've been so ugly before, I've had like the, you know, I have like the personality of a 3.
Okay,
which is why I can fuck 10s.
You know, the personality of a
yeah, so like you, an ugly girl personality.
So we have a rating system here on the podcast called the TFM rating system, mm-hmm. and guys and girls can use it. It's face, body, personality.
Oh, great.
Area code method. So go face. It's like, you know, area code. So it'd be like in New York is a 212, two face, one whoa, body, whoa. Two personality. 212 chick fucking sucks.
Right.
But then like a Boston chick would be like 617, and it would be 6 face, 1 body.
That's pretty Boston.
7 personality. You'd be like, oh shit, you know, that girl, you know.
A lot of beer drinking in Boston.
Yes, a lot of
so
beer
it'll
drinking.
Leave you with a lot of
cold weather months, right, you know. So right. This one's called Cock Block by a Whole Sorority. Let's get right into it. I'm a sophomore Please. Attending a large Greek school in the Midwest. Like most of your stories on TFM, the title of this email. Oh, he wrote another title, but I retitle it.
Oh.
But I need your advice. I'm being absolutely motherfucking cock block. Also, let me do a little tangent here. If you're sending an email, I love the emails. We know the deal with this podcast. I want people to keep getting involved, keep telling your friends. You don't have to compliment the podcast when you write it. I know a lot of people do that. They'll write really nice things. Listen, emailing is a compliment in itself. Let's get into it. Let's get into these questions. I want to get as many out as possible because I'm reading through them and it's taking me. I don't read a lot of books, so I'm not a fast reader. So like I'm reading these emails being like, okay, let me flip through to the question part. So send in your emails, get to the question, get your story out. I love the emails. Just keep them coming. Let's get right into it. It's nice that you like the podcast, but I get that you like it by your email. So this guy writes, but fuck it, I need your advice. I'm being absolutely motherfucking cockblock.
Whoa.
And no, it's not that I can't get into the random strange at the bar on the weekends, right. but I'm being cockblocked collectively by an entire sorority.
Whoa.
Here's the story. Freshman year, I befriended a lot of girls in a particular sorority on campus. They are known for being a good-looking group of girls, and as most freshmen do, I wanted to storm through their sorority like my grandpa did the beaches of Normandy.
Whoa.
I'm sure, yeah.
Whoa. He wants to slay.
Things were just as tough for grandpa as they are for you now, buddy.
He's just trying to carry on the tradition.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I'm DVRing on Sundays, and I'm storming beaches just like grandpa. I'm sure he appreciates me using this metaphor. So I did. I hooked up with several of them with no extensive repercussions at the time. But then came the problem, the collective cock block. They say their strength is in numbers, but you will never encounter the strength when a sorority girl does not want you to hook up with her sorority sister. I'm fucked. To bring you back to present time, I recently started meeting up with this girl who isn't even in their goddamn sorority, and things were going great. Sex was awesome. She was a blast to hang out with. We had great chemistry going. That is, until she told her friends. I believe an ancient philosopher once said, this guy is getting...
A philosopher?
Yeah, look at this guy. Don't judge someone by his or her actions in times of peril. Judge him or her by their text messages.
Yes.
The great Socrates quote.
Very good quote.
In the span of 3 days, they changed her text to me from can't wait to see you at the bars this weekend, insert a shit ton of emojis, to yeah, sorry, I have some stuff going on. I don't get a J train. I've only hooked up with a handful of them, and none of them ended particularly poorly, other than unsatisfied girl letting me flop around on top of them for a few minutes. So... how do I overcome the sorority cock block and regain access to the elusive tuna parking garage?
We have a poet on our hands.
He is good.
This
oh my God.
Really something.
What do you think?
I don't know.
What do you think Shakespeare should do here? I mean, the fact that the vibe changed as minute she started telling the story, what does that say
to
you?
Well, there's something else going on.
Yeah.
Like
is there a would you ever like have a group of friends that have all hooked up with one guy and you guys put like basically blacklist this guy? Has that ever happened to you?
Well, sure. Yeah. But usually there's like some reason. So if he's hooked up with all these girls and it never went anywhere, then A, there's a possibility that like one or more of them were hurt, like got a wrong impression or felt embarrassed, or you know, that it actually was like there was a feelings along the way that he maybe missed.
Yeah.
And so that's the first thing. The other thing is like more than just being cock blocked, I think what happens is that women start to make fun of, like, women make fun of guys, especially if they've all hooked up with him and they're all drinking and talking about him. I mean, he's calling himself a flappy fish. Like, there's no way he's killing it in the game. So, like, they're probably joking about
it. So he could be like a punchline.
A punchline. And so all of a sudden, this girl, she's taking him seriously, hears all of these other women joking about him.
And now he's, well, that's the thing. I think also, like, what we have to realize is that, yeah. It's kind of like the American dream.
Okay.
So, like, you know, in America, the going between, like, economic classes, the idea of, like, going from middle class to upper middle class, or going from middle class to the 1%.
Upward mobility
is kind of a lie in this country. It doesn't happen as much as the American dream would
like you to think.
So, you do. The reason America is such a great country and people work so hard and start new businesses is because they think you can get yourself up by your bootstraps and create new. In other countries, you don't see that as much. Like in Italy, people are like, the government sucks. Let's drink coffee.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, fuck it. America has this like innate, there's a lot of statistics that back this up where people do want to start. Look at Shark Tank. People are out there like, taking their hobby and saying, I can make some real money off of this.
Look at us. What are we doing?
I mean, exactly. We are fighting in a game of comedy where
totally.
It's like, okay, look what I can do. I'm going to fight this against the current. So,
and my talent's going to be enough.
Totally. So like, and this also goes to dating. So there's this idea of the meet my guy, get, you know, have that dating.
Yeah.
He courts me. We get into a relationship. We marry. We have babies. We get married and grow old together. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, 9 out of 10 guys or girls you meet is not going to be the one, and the 10th one ends in divorce 50% of the time.
Totally.
So we're following on to this American dream. So to get fucked. I'm impressed with myself right now. To get yourself some sex, you have to have that glimmer of hope that you and this girl are like this. In from girls, you have to present that glimmer of hope that says you're gonna be on rocking chairs,
totally.
Drinking tea on the porch together.
First and foremost, I just want to say I understand why you have philosophers listening to this podcast, because they are talking to just the philosopher himself, J Train's philosophies. I mean, I hope someone's writing this shit down, because dating is like the American dream, people.
Exactly.
But actually, I totally agree. Like, the minute that someone stops being a long-term prospect, I mean, even I've been in long-term relationships, and anytime I get the sense of like, you know what it is really like? Anytime I get a sense of like, I'm going to be the butt of this joke, or like, this is going to end, or like, this isn't going anywhere, it does kind of take away. For women, a lot of sex is about the fantasy of the future. Even if there actually isn't one,
it's
about the fantasy. So if he's a joke to these other women, and he kind of has this reputation of being a player, it does kind of change.
It takes away the allure of like, okay, will this grow from her text being like, are you going to go from can't wait to see you at the bars this weekend to I'll be seeing you at the bars this weekend?
Totally.
Like you do, with a guy like that, she assumes that that won't happen. You're just a player. You're not someone that's actually for real.
Well, she's like dating this guy who, you know, he's storming the beaches of Normandy here. It's not like he's been a passive man in this scene.
But so I think the advice to him is you have to change the narrative.
Totally.
You have to shift how this girl sees you, or what other, because you're never going to change what people are saying about you.
Totally.
You can't really do that. So all you can do, so you have to make two things. Decide whether
you actually like her or not.
This is someone you want to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to do things that are kind of out of your comfort zone.
You got to make her feel special.
You got to make her feel like you're doing things that those girls never got to see.
Exactly. Women always want to be like the one that changed him.
Or
the one that stood out, the one that was different. So if you can make her feel like this is different for you, then that goes such a long way.
So like, I think sending her the text being like, hey, I'm actually doing this daytime thing.
Yeah.
I'm willing to look at you under the neon lights of a bar. And now she's saying, oh, what's this? You know, none of those jokes that those girls are telling them are about that anymore.
Totally.
You know, so it's like, it's a different vibe that you're giving. And I think that can help you change it. If she doesn't get into that, then you gotta, like, I don't think there's any way to tell these girls to stop talking about you. They're always going to have those stories. They're always going to harken back to their freshman year, just like you do, which is their right.
You know what he could do?
What could he do?
He could talk to the other girls, even the ones that he's hooked up with, like actually go back to the sorority and talk about this girl to them. So he could be like,
things are good.
Yeah, like, I really like this one. This is different for me. Like, if he starts planting seeds there and she starts, man, there's nothing better than when guys will be like, I won't say his name, but he's a private, he's like, I heard boyfriend talking about you to other people. And I'm like, Oh my God, my boyfriend was talking about me and I wasn't there. Kind of
like,
amazing.
It's kind of like one of those proximity mines. You know, if you're, I don't know, this is a very dude thing. Did you ever play the 007 video games on N64?
No.
So there was a, you play 007, you play James Bond, and there were these mines that you could set up around the around the video game, and you could, like, and they would only go off if the person walked into them.
Exactly.
So you can set chick proximity mines to let her know you're talking about her. So
positive,
like,
landmines.
Yeah, positive landmines. So you go and you talk to, like, maybe a girl you know will let it get back to her and be like, yeah, that girl's really cool. I've been having fun. I wish you would hang out more.
Yeah.
And then that will get back. And it's got to be subtle. Don't make it too obvious. Don't be like, tell your friend I said this. Just say it.
Or even like, it'll even ask advice. Back. Be like, hey, I really actually like her, and like, I'm not sure if she's feeling me or something. Like,
just
not
saying she's cool.
But yeah, like, she's cool. she you know.
So sad how little guys have to do to, like, let a girl know that he's in. Like,
so true.
Just like, oh yeah, I texted her first. I'm good.
Or you can be like, I would say get a little creative in your flirt game. The best thing that my boyfriend did when we started dating was he would send me, instead of sending me messages, he would send me, like, songs. So, like, he'd send, like, Christina Aguilera's Come On Over, which, like, it just makes you smile, you know, instead of inviting me over.
Well, you know what? Whenever you're, like, courting a girl, you have to toe the line between gay and funny.
I think go gay.
Yeah.
I say go gay. If your dick can get hard.
You gotta be gay funny.
If you can be gay and funny, but still have a hard dick for women, I think you're in.
Yeah, like, I send a lot. Like, I've been seeing a girl, and, you know, my emoji game is on point.
Oh, it's so
And
huge.
I saw something the other day where it was like, a guy was like, no, emojis fucking suck. And I was like, you're too straight to fuck, man.
100%.
Like, there's a thing where you 100%. Could be too straight to fuck chicks.
Totally.
Like, you gotta be a little gay to get with chicks, like, and to, like, play that game. So, like, I'm sending red dress emoji dancer all up in that shit to let, like, if she's writing me, like, can't wait to see you on Tuesday, like, hey, excited for tonight, I'll be like, emoji red dress.
Dude, like, it's so, like, stupid that speaks so much louder than words. But
so
it really,
much louder.
I work the road, and I'll be on the road, and my boyfriend won't be messaging me enough, and I will literally be crying on the phone, like, all I need is an emoji. Just send me a fucking smiley every once in a while.
So true.
So I know you're thinking of me. I don't want a hey babe. I want a heart eyes. That's what I really want.
Emoji sending is the engaged to be engaged of 2015.
100%.
Just the courting. Like, it used to go talk to the mom and dad. Now you just send that arm pump emoji, and it's like, oh, this guy gets it.
Dude, I agree.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Sarah Armour. You can find her on Twitter at Sarah Armour. Go to her website, support her. She's fantastic. You're going to see her on TV very, very soon. www.sararmour.com. Let's get into some more emails. I'm deleting this thing because fucking G-Chat is bothering the fuck out of me.
It's like a chick, man.
It really is bothering me, like, to the point, like, G-Chat, it did it to me last time. Oh, now it's, like, kind of working, but I can't see the highlight.
Ugh.
I sound like such a fucking old dude.
It's okay.
Let's read this one.
Give me something juicy, Jer.
The rating the girls ones are the ones. People get annoyed at the high school emails, but I kind of like them if they make sense. For advice.
I mean, those were my glory days. So.
I mean, where did you go to college?
Boston University.
You went to BU. So how did you choose your college? There are people writing the TFM podcast to ask where they should go to college, and I love it.
You want to know true
if
story?
If they're writing in to ask you where to go to college, they probably shouldn't go to college.
Yeah, I think they figured it all out.
Where would you go, Jerry?
Well, no, a lot of their dilemmas make a lot of sense. So this guy, Jay Money, I've come to seek your wisdom. I'm in my senior year of high school and I've got a dilemma that's become really irritating. I applied to a few universities and got into Arizona State, which was the place I'd been planning on going my entire life. Greek life there is obviously, I like when they say obviously amazing. You don't fucking know, nah. But it's pretty, it's got to be good. I mean, I assume
think it
it's
probably
good.
Is, yeah.
Smoke shows go to Arizona State.
And they don't have winter.
No
winter.
They're
all in tank tops all the time.
Yeah, it's like that level of chick where she has to be in good shape the whole year.
Right.
And she's just not smart enough to get into like a place where she'd be indoors.
There
studying.
Are no smart Boston yeah. ones, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, so the Greek life there is obviously amazing, and Arizona is known for its overabundance of smoke shows to prostitutes. This guy's already game. And three of my good friends will also be coming next fall. The issue here is that since I really got my shit together for the last year of high school, I also managed to get into a few other places, including Yale.
Whoa! Oh,
see,
no!
No! See, this is a good question.
A wrench has been thrown.
While I'd love to throw the fuck down at one of the greatest party schools in the country at Arizona, I also have the urge to explore the Ivy League and switch scenery a little bit. I know you've moved across states to go to college and got that whole fresh start scenario, so I'd love to get your input. Podcast is fantastic. Thanks, man. But you've got people fondling your nutsack, so yeah, you don't have to say comments. I appreciate that. What do you think he should do?
Oh my God, I'm so upset for him. I feel his pain totally. I mean,
it kind of sucks because
you go to Yale. That's what you do. Sorry, you go to Yale yeah. and you go to New Haven Community College and you fuck all the people there. That's what you do. Is the answer.
That's the best advice yeah. ever on this podcast.
There's no other advice.
You just take a just rent a car. Go to Hartford, wear a Yale sweater,
right.
and just hold your dick out of your pants and don't get arrested.
You can fuck all the girls you want. You can fuck all the girls you want, but yeah. you gotta go get a Yale education.
See, Arizona State is 4 years of fucking. Yale is a lifetime of fucking.
1,000%.
Here's the thing I will say, and like I know if there's a post-grad person out there listening right now, they're kind of nodding along with this, because you don't realize it when you're going to college. Like, everyone... when you're in high school or when you're in college especially, there's a lot of credos that get repeated that mm-hmm. aren't... they're just repeated to make everyone feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So it's like that, dude, it's all about who you know.
Right.
It's all about who you know. And like, yeah, that yeah. gets repeated. And then it's like, it doesn't matter where you go, just as long as you do well in school.
Totally.
Like, these things get repeated just so like everyone in that same boat is like, yeah, we're doing good.
Totally.
It's kind of just to like... reinforce comfort.
Absolutely.
Here's the reality though, there's only like 10 schools in America that matter that you went to.
Yeah, and your grades don't matter actually.
That if you get out of Yale with a degree,
you got a Yale degree, and you've probably had enough connections, you probably made enough connections there anyway, that I don't think anybody has asked for my transcript ever in my life,
yeah.
period, from
and,
college.
Well, I went to Penn State. It's a fine school, but here's the problem with the college bubble that is currently going on right now. And if you don't think there's a college bubble, look to your right, look to your left. Those are C students that are both going to college. Okay?
Totally.
So now it's the problem with the college bubble is that it is taken away the important... like, it used to be back in my parents' day, not everyone would graduate. It was like assumed you'd graduate high school. Mm-hmm. And then some people went to like... you know, a percentage of people went to college.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the assumption is
everyone
that you graduate college
yeah.
and that some of the people will get higher education. So, like, what you're
totally.
Seeing is the if you look at the... I'm getting pretty... this is the smartest
He's
I've been on this
philosopher.
Podcast.
I feel like I'm presence of greatness.
Like, a dollar today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow.
It's
always worth more than a dollar tomorrow. So that's an economic principle, but that also goes the same for your college degree.
Absolutely.
A college degree from Penn State like 30 years ago is worth a lot more than my college
right.
degree is today.
Totally.
So the Yale degree, whether...
it just means something so different.
So different. And it's like all those Ivy League schools people perk up at.
Totally.
And it doesn't matter what type of job you're going to get. Like, it even
totally.
We even see it for comedy where it's like people are like, well, I went to Yale. And it's like, oh, you're
fine.
Automatically going to be fine.
Totally.
And people just assume that of you. They trust your opinion more. They trust your work ethic more.
And also in terms of the fuck game, like in New York City right now, I mean, I was single in New York City for a year. And a lot of what you lead with is where you went to school, like in your early 20s.
Totally, yes.
When you move here, the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to go to bars, you're all going to look exactly the same, and you're going to try to get in with women. And totally. A guy being like, a party bro being like, I went to Yale is way cooler than a party bro being like, I went to Arizona and State. Unless you want to stay in Arizona, you got to go to Yale.
And here's where, and then I'll, here, if you're going to debate the advice that's, we're both agreeing he's got to go to Yale.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to debate that point, and Chris, you agree as well?
Can we get a counterpoint?
Yeah, I'm not, you could.
Is your mic on?
Yeah, okay, I'm recorded. We're good. You could actually meet the next president at Yale.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. Yeah.
Or you could fuck the next president at Yale.
Totally. Even better. That's perfect.
Hill Dog went to Yale.
Let's hope that's not the case. But, you know, no, but I'm saying, like, the against it will be like, dude, you got 4 years to party. Yes, you do. And you will. There's a party at every school.
Totally.
You will find it. You make sure you get your shit out of the way. You'll be much happier in the long run. Also, your buddies are going to Arizona State. You will be brought. Here's the thing. When you
visit.
Go to college, everyone wants to show off their school when
totally.
You come visit. Like, when people come to Penn State, people are like, I gotta throw down. I gotta make sure they go back to their fucking school.
Talking
and
about
tell
it.
Them how good Arizona State is.
That's
so
exactly right.
You will get red carpet treatment.
And you're there as a Yale guy. Those Arizona girls are gonna freak out. They're gonna be trying to lock you down for the future. They're gonna try to make you husband out of you.
I totally agree.
The answer's Yale.
I'm happy for you, man. TFMPodcast@gmail.com. TFMPodcast@gmail.com. We'll move on to something a little bit different. Prep work. J-Train. Love the podcast. Long-time listener, but first time writing in. I've been dating this girl, 779. 7 face, 7 body, 9 personality.
Oh, wow.
For a solid 2 years now when we've run into a problem. Early on, she kept everything nice and neat downstairs, and the sex was great. Oh. But as time went on, shit started to get messy. It's pretty hit or miss whether or not she's
groomed. We got a pubes problem.
I love how we've moved from Yale to a guy going, it's pretty hit or miss.
Hit or miss with
about
her pubes.
Her vagina. How do I politely suggest that she clean that shit up because it's fucking gross and there are standards to maintain?
Okay, so
thanks in advance
that.
For your sage advice that you will undoubtedly get from somewhere in the Torah. Okay, Damon from whatever. What do you think?
Well, first of all, Damon,
there's no way to politely.
No.
Suggest.
I mean, I wouldn't say clean that shit up because it's gross down there. I feel like that's not the message I would want
to
receive.
Don't refer to her vagina like it is, like she works for you at the Denny's and has to clean up the garbage outside.
Right.
You know, like, clean that shit up out there.
And I actually want to just say, Damon, as you age, you know, don't write this down, but you may fall in love with pubes.
Yeah.
You may actually find that you like a natural woman. So
I will say this. When I have ever seen pubes, it's not ew. It's more of a, okay, I'm seeing what you're doing here. Like it's almost like a really well done movie.
Yeah,
I was like, so look at you.
I was gonna agree. Right. It's like, Yeah.
Totally.
Look what you did, Miss Confidence.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think the first thing here, because I think there are two parts of this. Like, yeah, you need to talk about the pubes. Like, we need to have him be able to lovingly communicate what he prefers, right?
Totally.
But he also needs to change, like, Damon, you need to change the story that you have about pubes. Because right now it sounds like you have it like, ew, pubes. But actually, like, it's, I mean, I get that you don't want to, like, lick pubes, but you got to change your story. It's got to be, like, sexy.
Also, the pubes. Like, I agree in the sense that you don't want the pubes to be looking like some, you know, some front yard that's never been taken care of.
It shouldn't look like,
you
know, Bob Ross's hair.
Yeah,
it shouldn't go down to your knees.
Yeah,
you know? It shouldn't be dreadlocks.
You want it to look like someone, like, you don't want it to look like the house on the street that you're like, we don't, like,
right,
look at that
right.
House.
It shouldn't look unsafe.
Yeah, it shouldn't be unsafe. It should look like the house on the street that you're like, yeah, they, like,
put it
tend
together.
To this garden.
Totally.
It's crazy. So, like, I do hear him. But, and I do hear him from the sense, if you're with someone for a long time, there is that comfort that develops,
totally.
Whether it's pubes or anything like getting dressed up. How do you tell someone like that, like, just the comfort alone? Like, let's, you know, if we move it away from the idea of her, you know,
right.
woman region, how do you tell someone that you've been with a long time to, like, listen, it's getting too comfortable?
I think that the whole key is not to go, it's getting too comfortable. Like, I've had those conversations before, and it makes me feel bad. Like, oh, I'm doing something wrong, or I'm...
Totally.
I think the thing to do is, like, lead with what you like. So, like, next time her pubes look great, be like, oh my God, this is so sexy. I don't know if you know this, but like, I have a total thing for, and whatever it is that you like. If you like it to be a runway, if you like it bare, whatever you like.
Put it in the sunlight.
Yeah, like, yeah. And make her feel, when it's like that, make her feel so amazing. Like, we're going to do whatever we can do. If I know that my boyfriend likes when I, even just like little things, like get him coffee in the morning. So now when he wakes up, there's usually coffee there because I'm just trying to crush. I just want him to like me.
Yeah.
If you can make her feel like she's doing something right, she's going to do more of that.
It's all about the attitude of how you put it. So totally. Like if you say clean that shit up down there, she's gonna be like, I think I'm with the wrong guy.
Yes.
If you say, I really like it,
I love it when it's smooth,
when
or
it's
whatever
smooth down there. And don't say it when she's not smooth.
Yeah, like when it looks great, be like, you look amazing. You look, I want to take a picture good. Like this. This is what I think about when I masturbate. Yes. Make her feel like she's a queen when it's like that, and that's how she's gonna want to be. So,
yeah, and it's like, pick your spot. You know, like, you don't want to, like, don't bring it up at, like, don't be, like, mid-fight and be like, and your pubes look like shit.
Right.
No, you want to be, like, in a, you know, the time to give constructive criticism is when someone feels good.
Yeah, totally.
And when they're looking to, you know, be validated that they've done a good job.
Yeah, like, and the more that you can just give people tips about, like, we're all just trying to figure it out. Men and women, we're just trying to figure out how to make a relationship work, how to stay getting what you want. And the way to do it is always positive reinforcement. Like, shaming someone never works. We're going to close up. We're going to get
totally.
We're going to feel judged.
And then the next time you feel like uncomfortable about something, you're not going to go to the person that you should be going
to,
which is this 2-year relationship.
Yeah, you just got to really love her up when she's, when she's being the way that you want her to be.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Sarah Armour. Fantastic. We're doing great. I'm very happy with this advice.
I just want to do this all day. I'm in heaven.
At Sarah Armour on Twitter, www.sararmour.com. ARMOUR. That's Sarah with SARAARMOUR.com.
Follow me, bros.
Follow that shit.
I love bros.
Here's a guy on the other side of the college dilemma.
Oh, give it to us.
this is not your Yaley. This is another guy. College dilemma. Dear the Hebrew Hammer. Gonna keep it short and sweet. My biggest decision in my life so far has come down to this. Do I take classes at a community college in order to get to the college I fell in love with? And he puts in parentheses, large SEC school in the spring semester. I got waitlisted for the small fall semester. Or do I go to a school that I like but don't love? It's a large Big Ten school, just because I'll be starting in the fall. I think the reason the part of me is reluctant to wait to go to school I love is the perception of not only community college first semester to complete general ed courses, but also coming to a school a semester late. I also feel like I would be settling by going to the other school. Am I overthinking this? Thanks, Train. What do you think you should do?
Well, the first thing you have to do is, like,
see, these are good questions.
These are actually really, I love this. I'm never leaving. I'm coming every week. my favorite thing to do is give advice, and like, usually people don't ask for it, so it's a problem. But the first thing I would say is, like, he has to remove the judgment. Like, there's so much judgment in everything that he said. Like, if I do this, then, like, I'm like, first of all, you're not settling if you go to another good school. Yeah. And you're also not, there's nothing wrong with you if you go to community college. And actually, I think that it's a pretty strong message to send to go to community college and then go to the place you love. I think if we're talking about love, and it's not just about colleges, it's about love, period.
No, colleges, we're talking about colleges,
boyfriend, girlfriend, everything. Like, love, period. If there's something that you love, comedy, whatever it is you're pursuing, if there's something that you love,
do it right.
It actually takes work. So like, there's no shame in going to community college and getting your grades up and having the experience you want to have.
The first semester I will say this, if I could go back and give myself, I had a good friend of mine took a year off and did like Knoll stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about? Mm-mm. Like, it's like wilderness.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. You know, do you know what I'm talking about, Chris? It's like this program where you can go and like, you learn how to like hike and stuff. It's not, not necessarily something I would ever do.
I mean, Jews wouldn't do that.
No. I mean, I'm looking, you know, for beds and shit.
100%.
But I, our people wandered enough.
We're an indoor people
now. what I'll say is that I had a friend, I always envied this friend because he took a year to do this, and because that year after college or after high school, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Dude,
like,
so confusing.
Like, the people, 90% of people don't know which major they want.
Totally.
They don't know what job they're looking to go into. There's no life experience because, you know, the reality of growing up in this era is that, you know, parents are pretty good parents 9 out of 10 times. You know, they're there for you. They want you to do well in school.
Totally.
So you've really been in this cocoon of someone taking care of you for 18 years. So that first year, the freshman 15 is a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
The confusion, the everything is very tough. Even though you're going from one cocoon to another cocoon, which mm-hmm. is college and, you know, in that bubble. But it's a little bit less eyes on you. So yeah. I envied my friend because he took that year off. I remember I got to college my freshman year, and it was like literally we were halfway through the second semester. Okay? That means I was spring semester, freshman year, and people were talking about this website where you got all of your like homework assignments. And I had no idea what it was. I literally was like, what's the website? And they're like, how long have you been here?
Yeah.
And I was like, I had no idea about it. And I was like, fuck. Like, and yeah. then I went and looked back. I had emails from teachers. Oh, it was like shit. This whole portal and like that you went to for That's college. So and it was like literally like half your shit was done on this website. There were like extra credit tests and shit. And I remember being like, I remember having like a day where I was just sitting there looking at this website being like, sweat it. Because I was like, I just wasted
totally
like 2/3 of my freshman year like working with a half a leg, you know? Right, like, yeah. I'm literally not even giving myself the opportunity to do well,
like,
here.
Like, you weren't even present enough to know what was going on
and
have
the ability. Totally. And that's totally my fault. Like, I'm not gonna put that.
Yeah, but college is like that. Freshman year is like that.
Totally.
Freshman year of college, I did the same thing. They were having to have interventions with me because I was so hungover that I would go and I'd be early for my class and I was like falling asleep pretty regularly in the lobby. And they were like having to wake me up and be like, hey, you know, are you okay? And I'd be like, oh, sorry.
I don't know if I've told this before on this podcast, but my freshman year, my first semester, my roommate and I decided to sign up for the same math class and take turns going.
Oh, no.
And then we were like, you take notes on that class, you take notes on your day, and then we'll share the notes. And it was such a stupid idea. It was stupid because we both didn't go.
Right.
Like, I'd wake up, I'd be like, oh, it's his day. Then I'd look over and he'd be sleeping still. So, like, so you do the dumbest thing. So, like, I do think if I was to tell younger me, I would take that year.
I would take the year
and go work or go do an internship or go take the community class. As you know, you can bump up your averages so much by going to the community college.
I mean, the other thing you could do though is go to the school you got into and then transfer after a year, so that it's if you have a like reputation.
I would totally do the communication.
I don't see why you wouldn't do community college though.
You get your shit up. You can come out of that community college knowing how a college class feels.
Totally,
they're not that different than whatever big school you're going to. It's not like you're going to Yale like our other friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be going from big general education class to maybe a little bit faster place general education class mm-hmm. at the school you want to go to. And you'll be coming in with this cushion. You don't understand. That GPA is so affected by that first year.
Yeah.
If you're
walking
in with a 4.0 from these gen ed classes, or even if just the credits go over,
mm-hmm.
at least you have that cushion of you can basically drop out of classes
totally
with the enough credits to still graduate in 4 years. Also,
it's actually good advice. Yeah, like a lot of the classes, if you can do an easier version of a hard class somewhere else, fucking do it for sure.
People did that, you know?
Oh, I had friends.
And I was always like, how did you even know about that?
Or like, I would take night classes. I would take BU night school classes because they were easier. Totally. And I would just say it was a scheduling problem and the credits just transferred. I mean, make sure that the community college, the credits transfer to where you want to go.
Do all the shit you got
to
do.
Yeah, like do the research you need to do to make sure it's a good decision. But yeah.
Here's what you're doing is you're literally getting trained in what it's going to be.
Totally.
So when you get there, yes, you'll be behind friendship-wise, but
not
listen,
really.
There are friends I made that first week that I would get like, you know, douche chills.
No.
You know when you think back to something you did when you were
younger
and you'll get chills being like, oh, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
You will have that about everyone you meet freshman year.
Yes,
you're not behind on that shit. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here was Sarah Armour. Fantastic comic. Go follow her on Twitter @SarahArmour. This one's called Cuddles.
I live for cuddles.
I'm the best cuddler.
Oh,
I've been
told
that I'm a good cuddler. Like the girls be like, you're pretty. Like girls don't like to admit it.
You can cuddle for sure.
You
shit,
know what you're fucking
you can
doing.
Really fucking cuddle.
I know how to put the arm underneath, arm over. I know what I'm fucking doing. OJ Train Simpson.
Oh,
that's
black.
A good one. Well, no, he's saying J Train
calling
System.
You black.
OJ Train System.
Very
yeah,
cute.
I'll take it.
Very cute.
What's
oh,
up?
System. I'm thinking OJ Simpson.
No,
so.
He wrote Simpson.
Oh.
What's up, half dick? So I hit up some sleut, a generous 666, because she gives mean head. Not to mention, she also fucks the team, a.k.a. my four other roommates.
Do I know him?
I'm just kidding. Dad? Earlier today, because I was in the mood for some afternoon delight.
Aw.
While I was... Not to mention, she also fucks the team, a.k.a. my other roommates. Earlier today, because I was in the mood for some afternoon delight, while I was walking over, the phrase, jerk off before every big decision hit me. So what did I do? I went with it anyway. Because what classy gentleman wouldn't, am I right? Anyway, yada, 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 bitch sucks my dick. We just skipped to bitch such
he yada yada a lot.
Yeah, he yada yada a lot of emojis.
Dick. Okay,
followed by me blowing a full on shed full of baby batter into her mouth.
Oh,
it's so magical. Shit was fire.
Oh, it was a good load of cum.
You can only guess what happened next. Bitch wants to fucking cuddle.
Oh my god.
He literally wrote why he'll have daughters someday.
He's going to deserve. I hope he has five daughters who are all gorgeous sluts. Yeah.
Gorgeous sluts.
Gorgeous sluts.
All I'm thinking about at the time and going to the bathroom, wiping my dick, and all I'm thinking about at the time is going to the bathroom, wipe my dick, and GTFO. And then he writes, ended up in quotes, cuddling for a good hour. Whoa. Yeah, what a fucking waste of a day. So my question to you is, what is the appropriate time to cuddle after sex or BJ? Help a brother out. Keep doing you. Been listening to the podcast for about a year now. Haven't looked back. Even got my GDI roommates to listen. Now that's an accomplishment. Keep it real. P.S. Fuck the Patriots. Go Eagles. I could have told you this was... An Eagles fan.
Definitely. That makes so much more sense now. Yeah, this is a Philly. What's that, Chris?
I fucking love that he went through all of that just to be like, how long should you cuddle for?
I know.
There was no reason to tell the rest of that story.
And well, the stuff he chose to yada yada versus the stuff he decided to share was really...
Here's the thing. There is a reason for his story. The midday... If you're lucky enough to get to fall into that midday beach, you gotta like fucking expect
takes maintenance.
Yeah, you gotta expect that you're gonna have like you're not giving up. Like it's very difficult. I don't know. I don't care who you are or what kind of sly stud you are. Just be like, thanks for the blowjob. Gotta go to class.
Totally.
Like you can't look into the eyes of a human. I don't care what sociopath you are. This guy obviously isn't because he's stuck around for the hour of cuddling.
He knows he needs to cuddle.
Yeah, you should expect to be cuddling after a BJ. I mean, she's doing you a favor.
100%.
So, like, she is giving you the massage of sexual favors. Mm-hmm. Like, you are literally sitting back, relaxing, maxing, thinking about whatever you want. You have to put no effort in. You can come whenever. The sooner the better. So now you're literally, you're coming on your time, which never happens. So you're getting the Rolls Royce of sexual experiences.
Absolutely.
You have to expect to go down on her.
Yeah.
Or, you know, at least the cuddle time should be expected,
right? I mean, this dude needs to practice a little bit of gratitude here. It sounds like he wants to have his cake and eat it too. And the thing is, like, cuddling isn't so bad. Like, he's like, it's such a waste of my day. It's all about how you're being about it. So if you're being a little bitch about cuddling and you're just laying there like, I gotta get out of here, then that's a waste of your day. But God, just lay there and think of, you know, brainstorm for your thing
also,
you're writing.
You should want to clear out appropriate post BJ time.
Totally.
Like, I understand if he's like,
plan for it.
I understand if you're like, you got class at 6.
Right.
Like, you got class at 6, a night class, and you're like, it's, you know, 5:15. You're like, yeah, I'll punch one out.
Right.
Masturbate.
You can use that if you're meeting up with someone and you have somewhere to go, you can be straightforward about it from the beginning and get out of cuddling that way.
Yeah, assess. Oh, but I'm saying, like, if you're like, a blowjob shouldn't be like taken as like a listen. I got 10 minutes.
Right, it's not a run and done. Like
And I agree with you. Set here with any situation. If you're looking to get out of something, ever set the schedule ahead of time.
Always
set the schedule before you make the plan.
Absolutely.
So you want to say, hey, you know, when you first start that texting, that yada 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 that he went through. But before all that yada-ing, he should have said,
I got an hour.
I got class at 6. Yep. What are you up to?
Exactly. I totally agree.
You know, so like if you're really like, whether it's the go meet with a chair, like anything, you know, this blowjob is an example, you know, a very spectacular example.
I would say so.
But if you're setting it up, you have to literally, if you were going in to BJ Forrest, you have to put up a sign on your person that says class at 6.
Totally. You have to you have to say like, hey, I've got an hour. Do you want to hang out? Hey, totally. I have a free window before my next class. Do you want to do something?
So at least you don't want to be in a position where you come and the first thing you say is,
gotta go.
I got a class at 6.
Totally.
Like, what are you doing the rest of the day? Well, she's like, no, nothing, just hanging.
Has to come beforehand.
Trying to get your dick out of my mouth, you know? And then she's like, what are you doing? And you're like, got class in like 15 minutes. It's totally. Like, ooh, fuck you, man.
Totally. She needs to know that in advance.
Totally.
And again, though, just like, don't be such a bitch about cuddling. You're fucking laying there with a chick who just sucked your dick. Bask in the glory of what just happened. Like, what do you, it's like, I hate when people do that, when they take something really good and they make it into something negative,
into
or they turn it
thing.
Into it. Right. Like, they turn it into a problem. It's like, if your biggest problem is cuddling too long, then you should be like thanking your lucky stars. Cause like, you're getting your dick sucked in the middle of the day and you're laying for an hour with someone. Like, that's dope. That sounds like, you know, and the minute you get out of college and you're a little bit older and you're in New York City and you're in the sea of all these strangers, you're going to pray to God that you can have someone just to come cuddle with you, even if they don't suck your dick.
Yeah. When you're in that lonely.
Yeah.
Very college email.
Totally.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do one more email. Let me do a couple of shout outs. People send in shout. Are you on Snapchat?
I had to get off.
You had to get off?
Had to get off.
Too much what?
Well, it was just got a little out of control with, you know, it was drunk girls, honestly.
Oh, really?
Drunk people being like, here's the party I'm at. And I was just like, I don't care. Yo. Like, I
care a lot about that.
I can't have that.
So has something been going on with Snapchat recently? I'm having issues. I know I have an Android phone. I know you're going to make fun of me. But every time I go to like skip a part, it just crashes the app. It's annoying.
Oh, you got to delete it and redo it. I've had that problem.
Right.
I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56 on Snapchat. You guys can send me your shits or tits. A lot of people have been asking for shout outs. I'll do that right now. Shout outs. I love the podcast. Keep it up. I know you said it was hard to prove manliness nowadays. Having a badass profession helps. I'm a U.S. Army paratrooper.
That's bad.
I just got hard. I just got dumped and could use some Snapchat love. My Snapchat name is Airborne E Andrew 7. So it's Airborne E Andrew 7. Shit pics would make me laugh for some sick reason.
Oh.
Thanks from Airborne. Is Airborne spelt with an E?
Can be, yeah.
It can be?
It's actually just like Airborne, like what you can buy at the pharmacy.
But I'm just saying, I'm saying that for the listeners. So Airborne E Andrew 7. Just give him some. Hey, Jay, let's run a train on your girlfriend. How about a Snapchat shout out? Need more tit pics in my life at Austin's 10. Austin with an S10. JTrain, I fucked up. I was trying to think of a good name to call you, but I accidentally pressed send on my first email before I typed anything.
So it just says JTrain?
Yeah, just said JTrain. And then this is a say. Anyways, my girlfriend and I like to travel a lot. We go on a lot of road trips, and your podcast is the only thing that keeps us awake to and from wherever we go. Check out my Instagram for pictures from our trips. If you like them, it'd be real cool if you gave me a shout out. His Instagram is Matt Ledo, MattLeddo. Hey, little boy lover. So I'm starting an experiment for science and shit. I'm creating a Venn diagram on the difference between shits and the good old chest cannons. I don't think that's how a Venn diagram works.
I don't think so.
What do you think? You could just use
what's
words
in the
and
middle?
Then put them together?
Just
like
where people shit on tits?
He's like, I'm starting a diorama.
Oh my God.
So get them coming this way, you Jewish fuck, or your God will be mad, idiot. Oh, that's a good way to get
a lover.
I need a Snapchat channel. Zinger99. That's Zinger99.
Sure is.
Things are going too well with the new girlfriend, so please send her shit Snapchats. Username KK_Maria with an H. So that's that guy's girlfriend. Also, bring back Jimmy Fallon. Dude brought some heat. Yeah, he was really good. We'll get him back. How about a Snapchat? This shout out isn't for me, but for my friend. His username is Schnitz5. That's SCHNITZ5. Please send him tons of dirty dick pics and nasty shit vids. Thanks, TFM listeners. Can you do a Snapchat shout out for my buddy, Snapcox89? Snapcox with an X89. His last name is Cox. Send him all the shits, people. Also, you were talking about ABC clothing ideas, suggested trash bags and whatnot. Target bag over your crotch. That is a good idea. Oh. J-Train, I need a Snapchat shout out for my buddy. I know you're doing quite a few shout outs per podcast, but everybody needs to hit this guy with shits. This is a serious matter here, gents. Even if you haven't been big into sending shits, you need to hit this guy with some. Even if it's the same butt brownie at a few different angles, add at Jackboy23. At Jackboy23.
He wants all your shit.
He writes totes preesh. Okay, those are Snapchat shout outs.
Wow.
Send them out. You guys can find me on Snapchat, JTrain56. You can also find me on Twitter, JTrain56, and also on Instagram, I'm Jared Freed, FREID.
I feel like I like missed this whole thing. Like, I've sent a lot of shit pics, and like nobody has been happy to receive them. So I'm really happy to be here.
I'm getting to the point where I've been so softened to the sight of a shit pic that I'm now like a connoisseur of shit pics. Like, I'll show my friends and I'm like, get the fuck out of my face. I'm like, no, but look at how well the lighting is. You know, like, so you guys can keep sending those to me. JTrain56, shits or tits are appreciated. Also, you can go to standupny.com. Use the promo code TFM and get free tickets to any show here at Stand Up New York. That's standupny.com. TFM promo code. I'm here doing shows at the club all the time. Would love to see you out. It's just something that you don't have to spend money on. Also, you can go to standupnylabs.com. Check out all the podcasts here that the club puts together. Also, do me a favor. Go on iTunes. Give us a nice rating and a comment. This episode has been fantastic. You got it for free. So go on iTunes. Give us a nice rating. Subscribe. Nice little comment. Also, tell one friend. Turn to one friend. Go to your last text. Text that friend. Hey, do you listen to podcasts? Go check out the TFM podcast. J-Train brings the motherfucking heat.
You could change
their
life.
He just had Sarah Armour on. She was awesome. So go check that out. We're going to do one more email. What would you like? Either doesn't want to be a rebound.
Oh.
Or I don't want to do that.
Seems like that's
this guy's trying to bang.
Oh, gosh.
Tied up story. Turning down a guy.
Oh, you know what? I might be able to help. If there's a female perspective thing,
I am a lady listener.
Perfect.
I'm not big on name calling or Jew jokes. Yeah, I think they're getting old.
everyone makes fun of you.
It's unbelievable. I'm fine with it. Some of them are good if they're creative.
Sure.
Some of them just sound like they hate Jewish people.
I mean, yeah.
I've been listening to the podcast for a few months now and tell as many friends as I can about it. By the way, I'm one of your token listeners and a girl.
Thanks, girl.
Oh, a black chick bringing the heat. A few months ago, a guy I went to high school with contacted me. He's an 896. We've been talking every day since. He's cool, but I don't know how he feels. I think he likes me, but it's never been stated blatantly. Listen, girls, if a guy just randomly gets in touch with you, he likes you.
Yeah,
he's attracted to you.
Totally.
That's not that he likes you. Let's just say that. He is attracted to you. He is showing vibes. I would never text somebody in a way that wasn't text that I had no reference for.
Totally.
Unless I wanted to get with them in some way.
Guys don't really like just like sitting on their phones texting, actually. Like,
no.
The guys that I know, if they're reaching out to someone, it's because they're on their radar. Like, it's not just like, who could I text?
The only reason I use messaging in any other form but text is because my dick told me to.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm not just going on Facebook looking to talk to people.
Right.
Like, that's not how I talk
totally.
With people. But I will be like, my penis will be like, hey, Jared, you don't have her number.
Let's
figure this fucking shit out.
Right, right, right.
I'm going to MacGyver this in for you and make sure you get in touch with her. And like my dick's just being like, go to Facebook. I know it's creepy. Just fucking do it. And that's why. So if this guy who you went to high school with, he saw your pictures on Insta. He was like, oh, shit. Chick's bringing game since high school. I'm going to get in touch. Now we're in college. And we're coming towards summertime. I gotta set myself up.
For sure.
So I know you don't want to admit that he likes you, but this guy wants to get with you.
At least that.
So she writes, conversation is normal with nothing too crazy being spoken about. A week ago or so, a guy I went to middle school with and haven't talked to in years contact me. This chick is getting
her
from
Instagram
all
game must be amazing.
He's an 899.
Whoa.
He was very straightforward in saying he likes me.
Love
and we've
it.
Been speaking regularly as well. At this point, I don't know who those who to speak to solely, but I'll figure that out.
No reason.
I currently live in a different state than both of them, but I'll be returning for the summer. My question is, how do I tell the guy I'm not going to talk to that I don't want to talk with him without hurting his feelings? Keep up the good work on the podcast. Sincerely, avid listener.
Totally not your responsibility, girl. Your only responsibility in this life is to show up, be yourself, and be sincere. And so, listen, I've got people, I'm in a relationship, and I still got people on the D list. You always got to keep
your... What do you mean the D list?
Like,
explain that.
Like, if you were to have a breakup, you'd have somebody to, like...
Ready to
text
go.
Or ready to talk to.
You'd have a boner waiting.
Right. Yeah. Like, and I'm
a boner in waiting.
100%. Like, I'm in a more serious relationship now. So this is maybe the first time that I haven't really had that. But like, even still, like, you don't have to break anyone's heart. You're not obligated to hook up with either of these people. And you might be happy that you have both as options.
Yeah. You just disappear into the relationship mist.
Totally.
You know, you just say you don't.
You
like,
be a little less available. That's
less
all.
Less available. Be cordial, but not available. You know,
totally.
Ready to go. I think, with any guy that is pursuing a girl, you have to understand that every guy you come that is pursuing you has a massive ego.
Totally.
We all act like our mom tells us we look nice in a suit, and we believe that. So, like, you can't... you have to understand that this guy will come at you with a persistence that is unmatched by any girl you've ever seen.
Like, yeah.
You can't put in your own perspective what he's thinking, because a girl, if a guy doesn't text back, she'll be like, he doesn't like me.
Yeah.
If a girl doesn't text a guy back, it's like... oh, this chick just didn't see my shit.
Totally.
You know, like, she didn't get it.
Yeah.
I gotta make sure she gets it now. Like, I have a friend, and she gets pursued a lot.
Mm.
Like, a lot of guys will come after her, and which is, you know, good for her. She's a good-looking girl. But she will be like, you know, she'll say, you know, she'll just, you know, turn them down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally be like, I am seeing someone else. And the guys will keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be like, why would they do that? I'm like, because in their mind, you're not out until you're fucking out.
No,
until there's
a
baby.
Some guys like that. I think some guys are like, you think this guy's your guy? Like, ridiculous. Like, and they get, like, I've told people that I was in a relationship.
Yet.
Yeah, like, I've told people I was in a relationship and had them message me more and been like, oh, okay, so let's just be friends. And then they think, like,
you're never going to be friends with that guy. That guy, if he's like, oh, no, cool, I'm just, like, a lot of moves, a guy will be like, if you call it out, like, if this girl calls it out to one of the guys, like, listen, hey, I'm really appreciative of what, you know, you contacting me, but I'm going to go be seeing this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
He will say, no, I'm just trying to be cool.
Totally.
We're buddies. And then he'll keep texting you as friends until this other dude goes away and you decide to make him the D in waiting.
Totally.
So no guy is like trying to like find these new buddies.
Mm-mm.
Like, I've never been like in an elevator with a girl and been like, hey,
she's like a cool friend.
She seems like she plays some video games.
Love to be friends with her.
She likes Call of Duty. I think we should hang out. No, I'm always like, oh, look at her tits.
Right, right. Could
I
fuck her? It's just like, could
tits?
I have sex with these
people?
Yeah, like,
could I do this? This is you've become a mountain to climb. So
totally.
I think, you know, you're never not going to hurt someone's feelings. When you're being honest with people, you're always going to hurt people's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do is just fade away from this guy. Don't answer the text. If he's like, hey, are you mad at me? Why aren't you answering this text? Just write back, no, I'm just kind of seeing someone else.
Yeah, just say I'm seeing someone else. Don't like burn any bridges.
Don't burn the bridge.
You don't need to.
And then
if
he comes back at you even after that and doesn't get the point, that's just his ego telling him you're not being mean. That's just letting his ego do the talking.
Yeah.
And let him just wear himself out.
Totally.
It's like a crying baby.
I feel like sometimes I've said stuff to guys and I've been like, I'm seeing someone, or like, you know, I just don't want to give you the wrong impression. And they've turned around and made me feel so stupid. Like, oh, you thought that was this. And I'm like, oh shit. Like,
no, you knew it was that.
Right. And then it's like, why make me feel bad? So don't even play.
Just like whatever.
You don't have to say anything. Just be cool. Phase out. Tell him you're seeing someone.
Don't say anything. And like, just know that if you get into a conversation that you're like, no, but we text all the time, you're still he still fucking likes you. He's still trying to get with you. So like, you being friendly over text to him isn't friendly. That's
flirting.
Chick wants me.
Absolutely.
Just because, you know, who likes me the most? Me. Do you know what I mean? So that's how every guy feels. And there's never a point where I go to my friends, I'm like, she doesn't text me back. You know, like, maybe every now and again, but like most guys are just like, she doesn't text me back. Maybe she didn't see how hot I looked the other day.
Totally.
You know?
So yeah.
Understand that. Understand that we're all wild beasts and we're just, you know, trying to get that milk.
To
get fed. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Sarah Armour, you were fantastic.
This
Thank you for coming
so
on.
This was so fun. Thank you so much.
Go support Sarah at Sarah Armour, SaraArmour. You can go to www.sararmour.com, get all her information. Guys, we're going to come back with the news in just a minute. Sarah's going to stick around.
Sure.
Okay, she's going to stick around. We're going to talk some news stories. We'll be right back. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Keep them coming.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me. You make your own bitch, so you gotta land it.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're gonna do some news. Sarah Armour's here. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for taking those emails. Go follow and support Sarah at Sarah Armour, www.sararmour.com. Mansamp, Chris, coming from the booth.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Mansamp on Twitter. You can follow his podcast, Mandatory Samson Podcast, on Stand Up New York Labs Network every Friday.
Comes out Thursday at midnight into Friday.
That's so confusing.
Why is that confusing? Well, then
just say Friday.
All right, so just listen
midnight,
to it on Friday.
Thursday midnight is Friday.
I always get confused
but
by that too.
Time is confusing.
But people don't like, there's like a very select people that would wait until 3:21 midnight.
Yeah, guess what? We get tweets about it.
Midnight is Friday.
You will wake up. Yeah,
but we experience it as Thursday.
Yes. You will wake up in the morning to a podcast on Friday if you subscribe to the Mandatory Samson
Every
podcast.
Friday morning is Christmas morning.
Yes.
You get a new Mandatory
It's just
podcast.
Like TFM Podcast morning on Tuesdays, which comes out on midnight Tuesday.
Right.
But like Wednesday.
Your Monday night.
No, oh, Monday.
Don't confuse. So let's get into the news.
All right. So we've been doing Instagram Babe of the Day. We've been talking about maybe we're phasing it out. We're going to think of other things to do.
A hot chick in her bathing suit, hot chick in her costume, Halloween costume, hot chick with a guy who had to take that weird picture that they decided to take.
Exactly.
We get it.
Switch it up a little bit. I was looking for, you know, I've been going back in time looking for Instagram Babe of the Days from like a year ago. I found an article, 22 reminders that Jen Seltzer probably has the best butt on the planet. I figured you might like this. So whatever, we'll switch it up with
Can
this
I
and then
take
we'll
this
out.
Opportunity to invite Jen Seltzer to come on this podcast.
I mean, I figure you love her. So
I've been inviting her to come on over Twitter for a long time.
How can we get her?
I have a mutual friend. We have one friend in common. So I asked her to reach out to her.
Okay.
But I do take her tweets a lot because like, I do think there's this like dishonesty that comes with like, you know, Jen is very beautiful. She has an amazing Twitter account or Instagram account. She is a business person.
Absolutely.
To have that many followers, like her butt isn't 5 million people better than the next butt.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
100%. So, right. She's figured something out.
She's worked it. So like totally. I have respect for that. But it's always funny to me, like her tweets are always like, good night, loves. And it's like somebody's writing back like, good night, Jen.
Right.
like, who's that loser? You know?
Totally.
Like retweet. Hey, everybody. Jen just said good night.
So
like,
sad.
What are you really saying to the world when you're into that? So like, and then you'll see like their response. I haven't done it in a while, but I do kind of. I don't want to call it trolling, so maybe she sees it as trolling. She probably doesn't even
know. No, but you're just being lighthearted. You're making little jokes
or whatever.
She gets it.
But let's take this opportunity to remind everybody that if you have a Twitter account, just tweet at Jen Seltzer that you want to see her on the TFM podcast.
I think that's a great campaign.
Yeah, right?
I also think it would be like really great if you like ended up with her. Like, what if she came and you guys had like great chemistry?
And it came on and just ended.
And you're both like kind of like social media hustlers
that'd
and like you
so,
just, your babies
so,
have accounts.
It'd be so sad for her followers if all of a sudden like she's on the beach and it's a picture of her butt and it's just me in the corner waving like two
thumbs up.
Just like, hey, I made it!
I did it! Yeah,
exactly. Look at I climbed that butt! You know, like I do, but I just think I would like to. I've never heard her do a podcast, so I just think it would be funny and nice. And we wouldn't make fun of her. We
no
read emails.
You
and
love
do,
her. She'd be
we
great.
Would do the normal thing that we do. It just would be with
you gotta
this girl
get her.
With 5 million Instagram followers.
I think you get her and then you ask her on a date.
So, guys, let's all take this opportunity. Hashtag Seltzer Does TFM.
I love that.
Perfect.
Hashtag Seltzer Does TFM. Get her on the podcast. We want to have her on. I'd even have her mom on as like a B team choice.
100%.
Have you seen her mom?
No.
Her mom is in incredible shape.
It's wonderful.
The mom must be like a stage mom. She must have pushed this thing.
Well, I was going to say, like, I'd be interested in hearing an interview with her. Like, I want to know, how did you do it? Yeah, like, you know, she doesn't have any great skill in her ass. Well, it's great. It's definitely not any better. I mean, right, it's not better than 5 million asses. There's what a, did she do? How did she actually...
She has an amount of followers that...
What took her from 0 to 60?
Oh, ridiculous. Her, that's her mom?
Let me see.
Yeah, her mom is...
Her mom's in, like, unbelievable shape. They're in the same shape. That's crazy.
They have the same body. It's pretty unbelievable.
Wow, that's insane.
That's why, like, listen, if you're not... So if you look at these Instagram people and you're like... The thing is, there's... What she... professes herself to be as like a fitness inspiration, which fine, I'm sure she is the best body that she can be,
right?
But the important thing, if you're out there and like you have body issues yourself, like look at her mom. That is
exactly.
that is passed down. That is generational wealth of the body. You
know that's what I mean? Actually, why I have a problem with her, because I think a lot of women, there's like this whole big butt squats trend in. And here's the thing.
We're butt country now.
Well, you either have a butt or you don't. Mm-hmm. And so like you can be a little person doing squats and make your like little baby butt maybe a little bit like
you
perkier.
You make it a better butt for you.
Yeah, but like at the end of the day, your body kind of is your body. I have the same shape as my mother. It's exactly what you just said. Like, look at her mom. Look at her. Like, she can be a fitness inspiration. But like, ladies, if you're listening, you don't have to look like that. Yeah, you can look however you want to look.
I mean, it's nice. You know? I look at her stuff, like when she does fitness stuff, I'm always like, yeah, I'll check out what she's doing. Just
totally.
Like I go to the gym and trying to get in shape. So
just make your body as good as you can for
how
you.
How dare you claim that you're looking at her videos? Because you're like, I like the gym.
Yeah. Well, but I'm watching it. I do the initial, like, let's see her ass. And then I'm like, oh, I'll stick around and see what
good for
good content.
What is she doing? You know? Let's go to the stories.
This one's disgusting. Like, this guy's a real animal.
Excellent.
Police are searching for a man who had sex with a fleshlight in a sex shop and then left.
Whoa.
We had to know this was going to happen.
Yeah.
We had to know. What do you think? People are just going to be like, no, I got to respect the fleshlight.
No.
Like, more than they're going to respect the Starbucks bathroom?
I don't know. I mean, I get it. I've tried on lipstick at Sephora.
You have? So this is...
I get it.
Isn't that just as disgusting?
Well, some of them have... There are some that have testers, and so I get that maybe there is a fleshlight that's out.
Aren't you worried about like?
Well, you use a thing. You use a I'll use like a swab, like like a Q-tip, and like, you know, like, give it a shot. I mean, yeah, it's disgusting, but I have no reverence for health. I have chronic sinusitis. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, where is he doing this, in the dressing room?
No, he got caught on the closed circuit TV of the section.
Yeah, but what a great whacker this guy! He is a professional masturbator to be able to
can come anywhere.
Nut one out. In public, quickly.
I think it's a great prank.
This guy.
Well, that's probably the only time he can come.
Well, you think it's like a fetish thing?
Yeah, he has to.
Oh my god, he has to fuck.
I want to enter him into the Nut Olympics.
I agree.
You know, this guy should be the American representative. I want him to wear this country's colors. Oh no,
no, no, no! He's Union Jack.
Oh man, we gotta find our best masturbator and put him up against him in a very public place. USA all the way. That's what I'm
completely.
Saying.
Yeah. That'd be hilarious. Just set up on stage like two creepy sex shop.
I want like Charlie Sheen versus this guy. Like, that's I think.
I just want to see this guy wearing like a British flag of something, like the uniform. You know, like I saw the other night on Shark Tank, they had these sneakers that had like. They had different designs of sneakers, and they were all different countries.
Uh-huh.
And the USA ones were cool. I always like seeing what the USA uniform is,
totally.
Like whether it be like the shot putter or like the basketball team. Like I do enjoy the U.S. You know what's our gear?
Right.
That's like uniform swag is a Instagram account that only chronicles uniform images, which I follow a lot. But I like seeing that. I wonder what the Olympic masturbators. USA uniform would be looking like.
I
like, would you wear a cape?
Mm.
Maybe like just a mask, just to be discreet a little bit.
Or no, like a vest. Something maybe to cover up top.
He would actually wear, probably dress as like creepy as possible. He'd like want to have one of those dad hats on with
oh, yeah.
no bent brim, a NYC sweatshirt. and then just a fanny pack, and then like mom jeans.
Or stars and stripe robe.
Yes.
Oh, like, take yeah. it off. Just basically yeah. everyone in the subway.
Yeah. Subway chic.
Literally subway. Subway chic, yeah.
With USA on the back. Let's go to the next story.
All right. Yeah. Why don't we do one more? Because we're kind of running behind here. Got one of them is a possible great job, and one of them is somebody that fucked up her job because she made a mistake. Which one would you like?
Let's go to fuck up.
Drexel law professor accidentally emails anal bead porn video to her entire class.
Awesome.
Who was it meant for?
Well, here's what I think happened. The heading was like, this is good for class, like good
the old
reading
Drexel
material, whatever.
Dragons.
She pasted the link into the email. I bet she copied the link. She was looking at porn, forgot that that was what it was, yeah. pasted it into the email and sent it.
Well, that's a weird thing is like, who's she intending to copy and paste this for?
Maybe like a boyfriend or something.
Yeah, maybe her boyfriend, or maybe she was like, oh, this is for later.
Is it?
Or maybe it's
maybe
like,
she was sending it to herself?
Or her girlfriends. Like, my girlfriends and I sometimes will, like, share, like, have you seen this? Have you done this? Like, we'll try to check
really?
In. With, like, yeah, like, we'll be like, what's your experience
You have
with?
A very open group of girlfriends. I feel like I've never, like, had totally. The discussion with my friends. Like, what porn are you watching? Like, mm-hmm. when you're really horny.
Oh, we have very open, because I think a lot of the thing about women is that we're always trying to be like, is this normal? Is this normal? Mm. Is this normal? So, like, maybe she was sending it to someone and being like, hey, have you tried these? I mean, I don't know.
I usually come to that, is this normal question, right after I come.
Yeah.
And it's like at the worst part where I'm like, totally. I'll masturbate and then I'll come up like, that wasn't normal at
I don't
all.
Mean that. I don't think
Why that. Did I watch that?
Now you're getting cereal and you're like, I don't think that was right. Yeah. I'm check about this. Anyway, yeah, she's a Harvard Law graduate. Like, she's a very intelligent person. She just made him.
She got fired, I'm sure.
She is on leave pending an investigation. Whoa. It's like, she fucked
up.
Gonna
let it blow
clearly
over.
A mistake.
Yeah.
Clearly a mistake.
Listen, anal beads, what you know, what kind of a professor is she? What'd she teach?
We'd say women's studies.
We can spin this
well,
for
I guess it's at the law school. It was at Thomas R. Klein School of Law at Drexel University. So.
It'd be funny if she was like, listen, ta-da, this is what happens. Now we'll fight the case together.
Right, she should have spun
it. It's a class
it.
Project. Like, that's how I would spin
that's
it.
So
I'd be like,
funny.
And now this is your first case.
You
ready.
Guys are my team.
Yeah.
Let's go to court.
Let's go to court. You're going to watch me through the process.
Yeah.
You're
going
to watch how I handle saying the word anal beads 30,000 times during right. the court process.
I think it's a very sex positive message to send to students, and I don't see that big of a problem with it.
Really?
I mean, what are you at the end of the day, it's like.
Well, she wasn't being. It's not like molestation.
Right.
She did it by accident.
Total
you know,
accident.
It was an accident.
Totally.
She didn't want to do that.
And it's also not like that's against the law.
No,
so I'm, right. I'm for her
keeping
coming
her
back,
job.
And I'm for the students making T-shirts that are Drexel dragons, and then the dragon is the shape of an anal bead.
The tail,
yeah,
is
yeah,
the tail,
bead.
Yeah.
I'm for all of those things.
That's
so.
Funny. An anal bead tail is really cute.
Sarah Armour, thank you for coming.
Thank
on.
You guys so much.
So much fun to have you. Go follow her, support her at Sarah Armour on Twitter. Chris, thank you for bringing the stories.
Thank you, sir.
Go follow him at Mansamp, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday morning. You wake up to it just like Christmas.
There you go.
I'm Jared Freed, JTrain56 on all platforms. You can send your emails to tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We will see you next Tuesday.
Woo!